Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio on Monday, June 6th at 12 noon. This is the show where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And again, it's Monday, June 6th. We've got race results from the Mount Hamilton Classic in Northern Cal, SoCal State Championship time trial results, and some interviews with the promoter and staff members of the LA River Ride went on last Sunday. That was yesterday. If you're listening to this show live, and the sounds of the Barry Wolf Grand Prix, as well as sounds from the LA River Ride. So let's do some race results right now. Got some mountain bike race results coming up for you from the Big Bear Shootout. Part of the U.S. Cup and the Kenda Cup Series, the West Series. Event number 6. Held on May 23rd in Big Bear, California. Cross-country results for the Pro Men's. Picking up third place, Miguel Valadez, riding for Ellsworth. Second place going to Whole Athlete Specialized, Zachary Valdez. And your winner, riding for Kenda H2 Overdrive, Sid Taberley. Junior men 17-18, Cody Phillips picking up the win. Junior men's 15-16, Shane Skeleton taking the win, riding for Montrose Bike Shop. And in the men's 19-24, Castec Reynolds, Chris Jackson taking that win, riding from San Luis Obispo. In the category 2 men, 30-34, Jeremiah Smith taking that win. Cat 2 men, 35-39, Chad Haynes riding for Mandalay Bay, McGee's. Cat 2 men's 40-44, Len Geiger riding for Skald. The Clydesdales, 34 and under, Edward Cornell taking that win up. And the older Clydesdales, 35 and over, Chris Marciguera, running for Jocelyn's Bicycles, was your winner. In the Pro Women, running for Shoei Rock and Road, taking second place, Allison Mann. And your winner from La Mesa, California, Dayanara Guerrero. The Cat 1 Women's, 19-29, Lauren Gregg, riding from Big Bear Lake, was your winner. Kim Ridgway picking up the win in the women's 30-39 Cat 1s. And in the women's 40-49, Annabelle Neninger riding for Pivot Cycles was your winner. Category 3 women's 19-29, Allison Hyde riding for Bear Valley Bikes. Junior men 10 and under, third place Dante Silva, second place Dylan Eaton riding for Show Air Rock and Road. And your winner, riding for Bear Valley Bikes, Alec Burton. The junior women's 14 and under, third place going to Courtney Comer, riding for Aqua Al Dewey, San Diego Bike Club. Ellie Williams taking second place from Bear Valley Bikes. And Sophia Trujillo, your winner, in the junior women's 14 and under. For complete results, visit mtb-uscup.com. And then in the state championship time trial hosted by the SECNCA, Southern California Time Trial Championships. With a time of 45:57, Brandon Gritters is your new state champion. The Cat 1s and 2s running for Herbalife Lagrange.
In the women's category ones and twos, with a time of 51.04, Ruth Clements, riding for SC Velo Empower Coaching, your new state champion. Men's Cat 3s, Ryan Graff from Swami's Cycling, picking up the win with 48.25. Junior Men's 10 through 12, your new state champion, Sean McElroy, with a time of 12.04. And the Junior Men's 13 through 14, Christian Husband, with a time of 11.02, riding for Show Air Rock and Road. Junior Men's 17 to 18, Kyle Torres, with a time of 36.52. Junior Women's 10 through 14, Millie Goat Tanner, riding for Jet Cycling, picking up that win with a time of 12.10. The Junior Women's 15 through 18, Strive Racing's Hannah Swan, taking that win with 45.26. Masters 35's Matthew Carino taking that win with a time of 46.29, riding for Arts Cyclery, Wild Horse Wines. Masters 45 plus with a time of 45.56, Breakaway UBS Elite Masters Thurlow Rogers taking that win. In the Masters 60 plus with a time of 51.41, Action Sports Simply Fit Mike Marotta taking that win. And in the women's category 3s, your new state champion from Team Cycles Brixton with a time of 55.34, Marlo Stoutenberg. Complete results on the state time trial championships can be found at scnca.org. Okay, and in Northern Cal, the Mount Hamilton Classic. KOM and QOM, King of the Mountain, Queen of the Mountain times, now posted. Picking up the KOM time in the Masters 45 plus with a time of 1:13.29, Kale Reeder. Women's Pros 1 through 3s, Flavia Oliveira picking up that win with a time of 1:14.26. Masters 35's Cat 4, Steve Sharp was your winner with 1:16.59. Elite Men's Cat 4's Kenneth Spencer with a time of 1:14.54. And in the Masters 45 plus Cat 3's and 4's, Tom Lyons with a time of 1:16.36. Masters 55 plus, Robert Anderson taking that with what looks like the second fastest time, even though it's Masters 55, 1:13.33. Category 5's, Chris Evans with a time of 1:17.32. In the 5As, there were two Cat 5 fields. Brian Duke taking the Cat 5B KOM time with a time of 1:15.54. Visit Mount Hamilton Classic, that's mthamiltonclassic.com, for complete results on the Mount Hamilton Classic KOM times, Northern California. And then we've got some overall standings for the U.S. Cup Triple Crown Mountain Bike Cross Country in the Pro Men. Overall standings as of April 10th, 11th. 10th place, Kevin Smallman, riding for InCycle, Cannondale. 9th place, Aaron Bradford, specialized on-site ultrasound. 8th place, Show Air Sonnens' Vincent Lombardi. 7th place, going to Blue Competition Cycles, Eric Emski. 6th place, Santa Cruz Bicycles, Menso De Jong. 5th place, Brick City Bicycles, Ryan Woodall. 4th place, Trek World Bicycle Release, Dana Weber. And in 3rd place, riding for Avia West Blue Competition, Craig Ritchie. And in 2nd place, Trek Canada's Adam Morka. And your overall leader, riding for Show Air Specialized, Sid Taberly. Check out mtb.uscup MTBUSCup.com for complete results. That's MTB. Actually, it's MTB-USCup, not dot. MTB-USCup.com for complete results on the U.S. Cup West Series Triple Crown results at Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, race results from the last few weeks here on Bike Sport Radio. We got some upcoming events. Northern California has the Wednesday night Velodrome Series going on at Hellyer Park. That's in San Jose, coming up June 8th, June 15th, 22nd, 29th. Every Wednesday, Wednesday night races for Category 3, women's Category 2s and 3s. And they've got Madison's and a Sprinter's Omnium, Masters 45 events, and other categories. Check out RideTheVelodrome.org for details on that. And on June 11th in Southern California, the Southern California Nevada State Team Time Trial Championships will be hosted at Lake Los Angeles. Again, that's on June 11th. Two-person and four-person teams, multiple ages, and different categories for your ages. Two men, two women, four women, and men, women's mixed teams as well. That's the State Time Trial Championships for Southern California and Southern Nevada on June 11th. Full details at scnca.org for that. And coming up on Sunday, June 12th, mountain bike racing going on at Skyline Park in Northern California. That's the Sierra Cup Regional Championships in Northern California. Cross-country mountain biking. First race starts at 10 a.m., and lunch is provided to all racers as well. So that's at the Skyline Wilderness Park, and this is a fundraiser for the Eagle Cycling Club and the Skyline Wilderness Park Trail System, promoted by the Eagle Cycling Club and Eagle Racing Team. You can find out details at eaglecyclingclub.org on that. Skyline Park cross-country mountain bike racing coming up June 12th. And we've also got in Northern Cal, we've got a women's cycling clinic called Girls Got Skills. Girls Got Skills, this is a two-day women's cycling clinic sponsored by Jan Medina Real Estate. And that's in Northern Cal on June 11th. It's a two-day clinic, June 11th and June 12th, Saturday and Sunday, starting at 9 a.m. Saturday, June 11th. Contact information is through velogirls.com. Put together by Lori Lee Lown, Lori at VeloGirls.com or just VeloGirls.com. That's the Girls Got Skills two-day women's cycling clinic brought to you by Jan Medina Real Estate. And coming up on Sunday, June 19th, the San Pedro Grand Prix takes place in Los Angeles, downtown San Pedro, right by the Port of Los Angeles in the historic area with harbor scenery. An awesome spectator course. This is a 1.1-mile criterium course presented by Ironfly.com and Ironfly Cycling and Back on Track Productions. Registrations on Harbor Boulevard down in the Port of L.A. 1.1-mile circuit, the San Pedro Grand Prix. Don't want to miss that. Details at BackOnTrackProductions.com and Ironfly.com or SCNCA.org for the San Pedro Grand Prix, June 19th. All right. Bike Sport Radio is about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And we go out in the field and do some interviews and get sounds of bike racing as well. So sit back and enjoy some of the sounds of bike racing. We've got some interviews. We've got an interview with JJ, the coordinator of the LA River Ride. She's going to chat for a few seconds here. And also we had a chance to talk to one of their staff members of the LA County Bicycle Coalition, Marissa. And we've got sounds of the Barry Wolf Grand Prix as well. So enjoy the sounds of bike racing at Bike Sport Radio.
Yay, we finished. Okay, Bike Sport Radio has finished the river ride here. And I'm with JJ, the coordinator of this madness. How you doing, JJ? Tired?
I'm tired, but I'm still smiling, so that's a good thing.
Woo-hoo! All right, great job you did out here and everything. The riders are coming. You got a band and everything.
Yeah.
Anything new and special you want to tell us about real quick on the
Well, the mayor joined us this morning. That was pretty awesome. We were really glad to see him, and we really just encourage everyone who rode today. We're hoping that everyone who rode in the River Ride today will become a member of the Los Angeles County Bicycle Coalition, because it's really through your support that we can have a higher count of cyclists interested in advocacy, and we can make real changes in this county.
That's right. Bike Sport Radio preaches advocacy all the time, and it shows too, and it's a great thing to support. So keep up the great work. Thanks, Gigi.
Thank you.
Okay, Bike Sport Radio is here on the River Ride on the tandem. We're at 70 miles heading by Castle Metals in Paramount on the way back to the finish line. Where'd we stop at? Dill's? Ralph Dill's Park, that's right. And REI setting up that rest stop along with the city of Paramount on a nice sunny day here on the tandem with Brenda.
Yay!
Little wind noise here. Next stop, Maywood. The Maywood rest stop on the Los Angeles River Ride. All right, now we've left the Maywood rest stop. One more to go, called Conference Park. What's it called? And we're in Vernon. Woo! With a killer headwind. Picking up now as we're on District Avenue. With about 26 miles to go or so on the LA River Ride. Going through downtown LA soon. Picking up a bunch of rabbits up here on Bike Sport Radio. Woo! Encountering a vicious headwind there. Now, right up by Federal Cold Storage. Federal Cold Storage, a place I wish I could put my legs right now. Next to the General Mills factory. General Mills, also in Los Angeles, on the LA River Ride. The LA River Ride, in its, I don't know, umpteenth annual, it's been going on for quite a long time, is a fundraiser for the Los Angeles County Bicycle Coalition. And they fight for bicyclists' rights and make the city a better place to ride bikes. So, find out more at labike-.org. LA River Ride, the annual Los Angeles River Ride. Okay, so we're coming up on Cesar Chavez Street, I think, soon, here on Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio's here at, what's the name of this rest stop?
The Hollenbeck Park.
Hollenbeck Park, okay, it's the last rest stop before the finish, right?
It is.
And I'm with one of the staff members of the LACBC. Your name is?
Marissa Christensen.
Marissa, hey, how's it going today? A lot of riders and a great day, huh?
A lot of riders, perfect weather. We were really busy this morning, but we're lucky enough to have a little bit of lull right now for our volunteers.
Uh-huh. Great. Yeah, we're in between groups. We passed a bunch of rabbits back there and stuff. So tell us about the coalition and why this ride is important. Oh, there goes an alarm. This is the city, so Bike Sport Radio is in the city of Los Angeles. So tell us about the coalition and why this ride's important.
Well, this is kind of our premier bike event that we do every single year. It's really important in terms of fundraising for us and keeping some of our staff employed and doing all the good work that we do. But it's also just a great community event, getting all the cyclists out there, giving them something fun and active to be a part of, kind of in addition to all of the advocacy work that we do.
This is once a year, and it also builds awareness of the coalition, who you are and what you guys do, and making LA a great place to ride. And
absolutely.
Yeah. What's your greatest project you've gotten going so far this year, or maybe in the last year or so?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of really great projects going on. You know, we have City of Lights. We were a big part of getting the City of LA Bike Master Plan adopted recently. Selfishly, though, my own project is the South Bay Bike Master Plan, which is a 7-city bike plan that will interconnect several of the South Bay cities.
Great.
Yeah.
Right. And that'll intersperse with LA's bike plan, perhaps on some of the connectors, maybe on the ends. The San Pedro area goes into the South Bay.
Right. And also the LA County bike plan, which is currently also underway. We're going to have a lot of connections to that
as well.
So,
very good.
Yeah.
And how do people out there that are listening find out more about the coalition?
Definitely visit www.la-bike.org.
la-bike.org. All right, you heard on Bike Support Radio. Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you.
And here's our haircut winner. Congratulations. 643. Daniel Baya from Audi.
Masters 30 plus threes and fours. Had three laps to go.
One lap to go. The power lap has begun. 6:43. Lead it out. Daniel Vine. One lap to go, riders. The bell lap has begun. One lap to go.
One to go. We got three riders off the front in the Masters 30 plus threes and fours at one lap to go. Chatted with JJ, and we're here at the Herbalife 24 Nutrition for the 24-hour athlete, and we're going to chat with somebody from Herbalife and discuss their products. So I am here with Noreen. Hi, Noreen. I'm Brad with Bike Sport Radio. It's called 24. Is this for athletes? You got a line, a product line for athletes now, it looks like?
So Herbalife 24 is 24-hour nutrition.
Okay. You have stuff for before, after, during, or everything that an athlete needs?
Absolutely. So an athlete needs to be taken care of all day long, eating healthy meals, and then we have before, during, post, and while you're sleeping.
So even when you're not active and you're not participating in an activity, you've got something for the athlete.
Absolutely, because an athlete has to be meticulous about their body and make sure that they can have peak performance, and so it's just optimal nutrition, nutrient timing that we give you throughout the day so that you can be at peak performance.
Excellent. And how do we find out more about Herbalife when people listen to our show here on the
web? Absolutely. So you can go to Herbalife.com, and all of the Herbalife 24 products are only available through an independent distributor. So if you want to contact me, it's shopherbalife.com/Noreen Nutrition, N-O-R-E-E-N, Nutrition. And everything is face-to-face business. We take care of you. We're not going to just give you product and say hello, goodbye.
All right. Make sure
that you guys are on your way.
Very cool. Well, thanks for supporting the River Ride, too, out here. Appreciate
Absolutely. Talking
to you. We'll be on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks a lot, Noreen.
Thank you.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, Imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, so that brings to the close another Bike Sport Radio show, and we always talk about an advocate issue, anything we can do to help make the streets safer or support the sport. So, hey, talking about supporting the sport, why don't we support those who support our sport? Well, hey, what kind of peanut butter you got in your cabinet right now, your refrigerator? Anybody want to answer that? No, I don't hear the phones ringing, so I'll tell you. I got peanut butter and company, all natural peanut butter in my cabinet. Because they've got a cycling team they sponsor, Peanut Butter and Company. So that's why I buy their peanut butter. So think about that when you buy products out there. Think about that next product you're buying, and if they support the sport. And if you buy that product, if you buy somebody else's, switch. It's pretty easy. So, all right. So, hey, cyclists and motorists and everybody out there, remember, you drive your bike just like you would your car. Share the roads. Be safe. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio. And thanks for listening.